phones are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. That's one of my favorite words I like to say. I want to thank you all for taking time to join me on this broadcast. It's a holiday season, family time, fellowship time. Christmas is a good time to reflect on the goodness of the Lord and the good things that God has done through the earth. But above all, we understand that Jesus is the reason for the season. He came here on earth for a specific reason, that he may save that which was lost. Mankind, who was lost in sin, iniquity, and bondage, is able to obtain salvation and the mercy of God through the preaching of the gospel. So the coming of Jesus was a blessing to the body of Christ. Not on the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is of those that receive and obey the message, but it's also a blessing to those that have not yet received the message, so they can never receive the message, because God does not discriminate. So the gospel can be preached to those that are lost, and they can be found. You know, as a believer, you can hear the sound of my voice. Share your faith. If you're not a believer, think about the opportunity and the invitation God has given you. Give your life to Jesus. Today, during this broadcast, I want to read a scripture that's blessing my heart, that I've been meditating on yesterday and today. It's James chapter 3 and verse 7. Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. The Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets and to his servants, the prophets. So God will not do anything unless he reveals his secrets to his prophets. So he always gets them involved and reveals what his intentions are and what he intends to do. So we love the truth. We love the gospel. And we love when the gospel is proclaimed. So today we're going to really hear a powerful truth that can help you connect with God and stay closer to him. Because the world is experiencing a lot of shakings now, and we're hearing about impeachment. The president being impeached this week, or hear about other stuff that is going on that is really unpleasant in different parts of the world. Good things, challenging things, but today you're going to hear something that is really unique, that is going to encourage you and also bring you closer to the Lord. So that's what we want to do, is follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to hear testimonies of the things that God is saying, things that God wants us to know, and wants to encourage us in our walk with him. So you're here for encouraged to stay closer to God and be encouraged in your pursuit for him, because Jesus loves you, and his love is more powerful than any demonic outlet out there that will try to intimidate you. So we have a prayer line you can call. It's 561-337-9018. The prayer line calls 561-337-9018. You can call the prayer line anytime. And we have our prayer team ready to take your prayer requests. We also have a website. It's thepowerevangelism.net. You can contact us on our website. Check out upcoming events. We do have a special service on the 25th of December evening. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. For Eid fellowship with family and go out and do whatever you want to do. Stop by there and worship with us and a special service. We also have a crossover service on the 31st of December. You will join us on that one. It's going to be on the 31st of December as we cross into the new decade. It's an encouraging time to be alive today and rejoice in what God is doing and be encouraged because the Lord is moving and is moving in an incredible way to bless his children. So if you're a child of God, prepare to be blessed and to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. As I read the scripture in Amos chapter 3 and verse 7, then something came to my spirit. And he said, you know, I need to play a clip for you from one of the servants of God that he went to do with the Lord, Kim Clement. He went to be with the Lord, but he released a prophetic word concerning what happened recently in Washington. And I want to play the clip so you'll be able to hear what he said about it. That way, you know, you understand that God reveals secrets to his prophets. So I'm going to play that clip for you right now to all my listeners so you can know how to pray for this beautiful nation, the United States of America. The Lord is a good God and is moving powerfully and is blessing us and has given us opportunity to know the truth because the truth will make you free. You gotta hear this. It's powerful.
Has ended. Hear me. But I have found a man after my own heart. I have found a man after my own heart, and he is amongst you. The highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, two shall step down for the embarrassment of what shall take place. But I wish to place in the highest court in the land righteousness, and I shall attempt to put others in to endeavor to reach the endeavors that God says, hear me tonight. Hear me today.
Now, before I continue, that's Kim Clement giving a prophetic word. So we're going to continue to hear what he's talking about because he's giving a prophetic word about what is going to happen in the coming days. And before I continue with his prophecy, I just wanted to let you know that he went to be with the Lord. He prophesied several things about the current president, and we're going to hear them. And then also we'll talk about it so you can know how to pray for this nation because this is not just a political situation. This is a real battle in the spiritual realm, and if you're a believer, you need to know. I mean, to know where what God is saying, and how you can be able to stand with the president and pray for him. So we're gonna continue to play this clip, and you're gonna hear it again. This is very powerful. Please pay attention. Do not touch the dial. America needs prayer. You can hear this.
For the embarrassment of what shall take place. But I wish to place in the highest court in the land righteousness. And they shall attempt to put others in to endeavor, to reach the endeavors that God said, hear me tonight. Hear me today. I have this whole thing planned out according to my will. For it is now time for me to restore the fortunes of Zion. I couldn't quite see his face because that was not allowed. Because there was a mist that covered all the people and he was amongst them. And the Spirit of God made me look at him and he said, this man will throttle the enemies of Israel. This man will throttle the enemies of the West. And there are highly embarrassing moments that are about to occur. for many, many politicians in this nation. There will be a shaking amongst the Democrats in the upcoming elections, but unsettling for the Republicans. Why is God doing this? For God said, I am dissatisfied. Why is God encouraging this from both parties? And then there is a nation he showed me, took me, itching for a new kind of war with America. They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. It shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer, a man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach. That this shall not happen. And then God says, highly embarrassing moments when another Snowden arises. And people will become very afraid. They'll say, we have no protection. And then God says, am I impressed with your weapons of war? Am I impressed with the strength of your men's legs? Ha! I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. The man that I have raised up, pray. For the enemy will do everything in his power to put a witch in the White House. Did anybody hear what he just said? For Jezebel has chased away the prophets and even Elijah. Now I have said, go back. For this shall be dismantled. So that there will be no more corruption in the White House, says the Spirit. This that shall take place shall be the most unusual thing. A transfiguration. A going into the marketplace, if you wish. Into the new CDF. The Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. What I want to say, Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet, and Bill Gates to open up the gate of the financial realm for the church, says the Lord. I will not forget 9/11. I will not forget what took place that day. And I will not forget the gatekeeper that watched over New York, who will once again stand and watch over this nation, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, but I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office. Then there will be a praying man in the highest seat. There will be a praying president, not a religious one. But I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in. And they shall say, he has hot blood. But the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way. And the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power. Save the Lord of hosts. Come on.
Powerful revelation of what the prophet declared when he was in his giving several prophetic words in 2014 and before even the present would run. So every prophetic word he gave lines up with what is happening. Now it's a confirmation. God revealed this to many people. God revealed that to me. He revealed it to other prophets too. I just want to share that with you because Kim Clement was a well-respected prophet who went to be with the Lord, and he shared all those powerful words. Now we're going to go through each one of those words precisely and then share with you how to pray for America and how to pray for the current situation, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And any nation that turns to idolatry and gets involved in killing of babies will face judgment. But if there is intercession going forth, that intercession will bring salvation and deliverance to a nation or to a people. Now, you don't understand that God has raised up the church, believers, in a time like this to be, to function as intercessors, also as a trumpet, as a people that can sound the alarm and declare what God's intention is, what God's will is for the land. So, first of all, we understand that the president of the United States, Mr. Trump, didn't just get in office through whatever the accusations and allegations are saying. He did not cheat his way there. God put him there. And it's through prayer that he got there. Very important, because it was prophesied. It was revealed to the prophets. So maybe you didn't vote for him and you're offended about what I'm saying. You just wanted to look past the political arena and look at the spiritual side of it. What is God's intention? Because most of the time, God's choice is not man's choice. So you understand. And if you look at Trump, he did not win the popular vote, but he was able to get in the office. God gave him the Electoral College and was able to go in there. So God gets the glory. Because if you won the popular vote, then people take the credit for it. So God gets the glory for that victory. That's very important for you to understand. His coming into the White House was prophesied. It was prophesied. It was revealed to several prophets and to people that pray and intercede. According to Amos chapter 3, verse 7, God reveals the secrets to his prophets, not to the media. So the media doesn't know. So always remember that the media does not know what God is doing, because the media is not praying. Amos 3, 7 says, surely the Lord will do nothing but reveal his secret and to his prophets. So God speaks and God reveals. So God wants prayer in the White House. So we see the president prays and he has people. He has even a fellowship right there, right now, in the White House. He appointed Paula White to do some work in the White House, and she's one of the people that leads those prayer meetings there. It's a blessing to have a president that prays, that lets ministers come lay hands on him, because to lead a country like the United States, you need prayer. You need wisdom. So it would be amazing if all pastors, ministers, and preachers of the gospel, and all believers pray for the president, and not come against him like Christian Today magazine did the other day, coming against him, because that magazine is literally out of order. There's freedom of speech in this country, which is amazing, but believers need to speak good words for the president, because they don't understand. A lot of negative words are being spoken against him. What is keeping him there is the anointing, because if it was not the Lord, he would not be there. He would either, he would not be there by now. But he's still there, and he's going to be there because God has put him there. And he's going to win the coming election. So he's going to win the upcoming. He will not be removed from the office, and he will win the 2020 election. So he's going to be there for two times. That's all been prophesied. So watch carefully and see and pray for him. But all this is going to take prayer. Now, this is more like an update to see what's going on, even during the holiday season, so you know how to pray for America and pray for this nation. Now, very important to see things that have happened while he's in office. He has been able to stand with Israel, and we see how the nation of Israel has been blessed to have its capital reinstated, moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that's strengthening the U.S. Defense Forces, strengthening the stance against North Korea and also against China, because China was raping the United States economically. So God has used this president to bring discipline in that area. And there's more things that need to be done. But I'm not going to focus on that. I just want to focus on the spiritual perspective. So let's look at Israel. Israel is faced by enemies all around. Iran wants to annihilate Israel. But you see, God is moving in amazing way, putting restriction on Iran. So that way Israel can strengthen herself. And, you know, who knows? Maybe God may cause the Ayatollah to collapse. And then they, you know, they begin to fight among themselves. Because Israel cannot be removed off the map. The intention of the Ayatollah is to wipe Israel off the map. And God ain't going to allow that. And thank God, because this president stands with Israel. So because of that, he needs prayer. So you need to pray for him and stop speaking curses. Maybe, you know, he may say something as man that is really unfriendly or unpleasant to your ears. But you pray for him because he's not God. He's a man. So men make mistakes. But you can't capitalize on the mistakes, because there's a difference between assignment and human mistakes or human error. So it's important to pray for the prayer because God put him there. And it's a window of opportunity for the church to use the freedom and the liberty because of what the president has done for the Christians, to have liberty of a say and opinion. If you don't understand, the previous president were taking away the liberty and of Christians, of believers, evangelicals. It was being taken away one by one. But now there is a window for believers to do several things that they can do in advancing the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So it's a time for believers to really intercede and also evangelize and also use the liberty and freedom that God has given to the believers through this president and his administration. Very important to know that. Now, the battle has to do with Jezebel witchcraft, because the devil wants to have a witch in the White House. He wants to run the witchcraft cartel in the media to find a way to destroy this country spiritually. Because if you're blinded and you can't see where you're heading to, then you're exposed to making bad decisions. So very important for believers to pray, and pray that God will bless this nation, and also God will continue to protect the president, and God will also continue to prosper America, and also the awakening will come where millions will turn to Jesus. And they'll not just go to stadiums to watch a football game, but they'll go to stadiums to worship Jesus, to love the Lord. And we'll see what God is doing through Kanye West. And it's amazing that Kanye West is able to gather celebrities and people that have never been to church to go worship the Lord. It's amazing. So if you see what God is doing, God is blessing the economy. So several things happen. Now we see what's happening in Britain coming out of the European Union. So God is doing that too. What the Lord is doing there is really shifting the direction, sending a message to the dark, because Europe became the dark continent. But there's a message being sent. So Britain coming out of the European Union, we're called a Brexit, is going to open up that nation to an awakening. They don't understand that God wants to send an awakening. Now, in Europe, it's more like a dark continent. So you find that most of that land, there's a lot of restrictions to evangelism, to freedom of speech. But God is going to shift things to work out in causing that nation and continent to be open to the move of the Spirit. And God's going to do something with North Korea, because the Bible says the gospel shall be preached as a witness, and then the end shall come. Now let's go back to America, for instance. Right now, within this window of opportunity, things can be put in order. If they have the right justices, in the Supreme Court, judges in the Supreme Court, they're going to make good decisions that will not come against what the Word of God teaches. What does the Word of God teach? The Russians exhort the nation, but sin is a reproach. So if a nation is making covenant and approving evil things and passing wickedness into a lifestyle, then that nation is turning against God. If the Lord never spared Sodom and Gomorrah, he will not spare no land today. That's why I'm sharing this on this broadcast, because we're coming to the end of 2019, and we've got 10 days left before we cross to 2020. So it's important as the people of God to engage in intercession, also focusing better on what God is going to be doing in 2020. So God has revealed to me some powerful things that I shared that were going to happen before you saw it in the media reported. And I shared with some people that walk with me. And also we've been praying for the land and praying that God will remove bad elements around the leader, the president, so he can have the right people to work with that can really protect him and not try to destroy him. People that are really looking out for, you know what is the what's his agenda, what's the message he's sending. He's a good businessman, not a politician. How can we help him? How can we work with him to move the nation in the right direction? It's important for you to see that and then identify how you can be able to pray for the land in Jesus' name. So I'm excited about what God is doing in this nation. And let's continue to be in prayer that God, who began a good work, will be faithful to accomplish it in Jesus' name. So the gospel has to be preached. And when the gospel is preached in a land like this, and the power of God is being demonstrated, souls are being set free, and also the prophetic words are being released to awaken people from their slumber and sleep so they can know how to walk in authority and the victory over the enemy and over the accuser of the brethren. The devil is a liar. So I'm excited about what I just shared, and I'm happy that it is the turning point for this for America. The next coming years are going to be unique years. We have to really make sure that we intercede for this land, that God will finish what he began in Jesus' name through intercession. So when the thing goes to the Senate, if it makes it there, it will be crushed. And in I believe that's all I have to share. So we're going to go now hear a testimony of somebody who got touched recently in our meeting. And she's going to share a testimony what the Lord did for her. And I'll be able to continue to bring you more powerful word for today, because I believe God wants us to be empowered and to learn more and to tap into his glory. But be encouraged and know that God is a good God, and he's going to continue to do what he has promised to do, which is to bless his children in the last days. He has promised to pour his spirit upon all flesh. So we are encountering the outpouring and the blessing of God in Jesus' name. 561-337-9018. You can call our prayer line. That's 561-337-9018. Enjoy this powerful testimony, and I'll be back to talk to you shortly. Jesus is Lord.
So, brother, miracles still happen. What you're about to witness is an awesome testimony of the power of God and the Holy Spirit in action. This young boy came to the One Night of Miracle Crusade with his family, believing God for a miracle. He had a severe case of asthma. After Apostle Sully prayed and prophesied over his life, he went back to his local physicians. They could find no trace of asthma. He was totally free. To God be the glory. Enjoy this clip as his parents testify of his miraculous deliverance and healing for the glory of God.
Problems. My son was born with very severe asthma and lung defects that affected him. We came and Apostle Sally prayed for him. My son just turned 11. We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Sally. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. They ran those tests, and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God.
We give God glory for that powerful testimony. Jesus did the miracle for the boy, because Jesus still does miracles today. Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened for you. So that's what the Lord does when we believe. He is able to deliver and set captives free from bondage, because it's not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And 561-337-9018, you can call for prayer. It's 561-337-9018. You can go to website, www.powerevangelism.net. You can go there to submit your prayer request. so we can be able to pray for you. Here's another powerful clip.
All the way from neck pain to all hair.
Okay, so your pain.
Three car accidents. Old and I should have died.
Oh my goodness, God.
51 years I've been in pain since 13.
Come right here. So since 13, you've been in pain from here to here. And you got.
No chiropractors can do nothing for me. They tell me I'm pretty crippled.
They say what?
They say I'm very, quite crippled.
Well, they're going to be surprised because God is going to fix that right now.
Stripes
of Jesus.
By
the stripes of Jesus, I command you to be healed from this incurable condition. The curse is broken to four generations behind you. As I lay hands on you, I prophesy a creative miracle over you. I need a female usher right here. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Somebody that can catch. Creative miracle. That's the glory. Creative miracle. That's the glory.
You are Lord, my Maker. You are my God, all that heals me. You are the Lord, my Healer. You're my rock and your name. You sent your word.
Now look for the pain.
It is gone. It's gone. Holy crap.
It is gone since she was 13 years old. Since she was 13. Got us.
I don't know what to do.
To God be the glory. I know when God is in the house, I told you. We give God glory for healing the woman for 53 years of pain, gone completely, instantly, after she received prayer. 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles. I believe in God. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. Grab your Bibles. We're going to go into the Word. I'm ready to share the Word and teach you something about how to pray with results. Not just to pray, but I believe the Lord wants me to teach about prayer. So get your Bibles. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Well, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. How do you pray and get results? 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. We want to pray and see results in our prayer. So that's what we're going to be dealing with tonight, this afternoon, excuse me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God answers prayer, so we want results when we pray. The Bible says, I'll give you a second to get there. Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So we start to pray with repentance. Don't just approach God without repentance, because that is where there is deliverance. The intention is key. Why are you praying? Our prayer should be driven by seeking God's will, seeking his agenda, seeking his desire. what is the will of God in a situation you're praying for? What does God say about it? What is the intentions? What is the intention? What's his will? So if that becomes your motivation when you pray, then you receive an upper hand in the prayer. So a lot of people fail to have the right reason why they're praying for a situation, and then they lack the authority because the motives are not right. So you have the right motive when you pray. And the best motive is you're seeking God's will in a situation. What is God's intention? What is God intending to do in that which you're praying about, that which you're interceding? So you seek the will of God in that which you're interceding and praying for, and get to know what the Lord intends to do. So we have to get to know what the will of God is as we pray, so the Lord can be able to release his intentions, reveal to us his intentions. So you seek his will about the situation. So when you're praying, then you know what you're praying for and what is the will of God in that which you pray for. So get to know the will of God. Let the will of God be revealed to you. It says, if they shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. So God wants to heal the land. So God is a forgiving God. He wants to heal you and wants to heal the land. So prayer has to be done according to the will of God. Very important to understand that. Now, when you're discerning the will of God in a situation as you pray, it's important for you to focus on God's promise. So prayer has to be done according to the promises of God. So God has promised something, so he's a promise keeper. So you get to know what the promise of God is in that which you're praying for. So what is the promise of God? What is the promise in that which you're praying for? So let's see what God has promised here. Number one, he has promised to hear. Now, if you look at verse 13, it says, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people shall call by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. So he has promised to forgive. He has promised to forgive. He says, he has promised to forgive. I forgive their sin, we heal their land. So he's promised to forgive. So to heal the land, he says we hear. So God has promised to hear, he has promised to forgive, and he has promised to heal the land. So God is a promise keeper. So all his promises that he has promised, he keeps. So when you're praying, you pray to the God that has proved that he's a promise keeper, that he has integrity, and he keeps his word. So the faith that you have in your heart when you're praying is arising from the word. So according to the word that you read here, God keeps his promise, and the Lord is faithful to his people. So he keeps his word. He's also faithful God. He's faithful to his people. So if you follow the scripture, then you understand that now you have to have faith that God hears, and he's going to heal your land. Now, not only is he going to heal you, but he's going to heal the land. So when God heals the land is able to bear fruit. When God heals the land is able to bear fruit. It's part of his kingdom. Those are the benefits we see that are in his kingdom. Now, can the heavens be shut? Yes. Can heavens be shut? Of course, when there's sin on the land, heaven can be shut if it's not confessed, not dealt with. Now, like I was saying, like believers who choose to turn a blinding eye or deaf ear to what is happening in the land and don't want to voice their opinion, they cause the heavens to be shut because they're not standing. They got to intercede for the land so God can open the heavens. So the blood of innocent babies that are killed daily in abortion clinics, is crying from the ground for justice. You know, the innocent blood has been shed is crying for justice. So that could cause heavens to be shut. So, but if there's intercession going forth, then that sin will, the grip God will extend in mercy to bring redemption to the land. But if believers turn a blind eye to what's happening, then they're just going to support politicians that kill babies. And this will continue, and then eventually it will cause judgment to come on the land. Several other things that go on in the land that I have to talk about that have to be dealt with so the Lord can cause cleansing of the land and bring healing on the land. Isn't that amazing? God answers prayer. So if you look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God thinks good. He has good thoughts. He says, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you. So God thinks good. So never come to God thinking that God is not thinking good about you. God is thinking good thoughts about you, and he wants to really take care of your need and take care of your request. So he's thinking good about you, and he wants to bring the good to pass. So because God is thinking good about you, your prayer is not in vain. Your prayer is not being wasted. Your prayer is being invested. So prayer is an investment, is not a waste. So our prayers are an investment. They are not a wasted. You're not wasting. You're investing. So never look at prayer as wasted time. It's invested time. Whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's an hour, you're investing wisely. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Good thoughts he thinks about us. It says thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So when we turn to God in prayer, in faith and expectation, we are coming to a place of knowing that God's love is more powerful than the wickedness and the hatred that the enemy has for God's people. So love is more powerful than hate. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, the one that believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now what we see here, then you shall call upon me. So now after we have identified and reconciled with God, he shall call unto me, upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me, and you shall search for me with all your heart. So the Lord expects us to search him with all our heart, not to be double-minded, not to be doubtful, but to do it with all our heart. In our seeking of God, we find rest. When we seek God, we find rest. So very important for you to remember that. So those that seek God, they find rest. So let's look at the benefits of intercession. It brings rest to you. It brings peace. It brings counsel. It brings deliverance. It also brings stability. Now, most people lack that when they get in prayer. They just think that they're wasting time, or they think that maybe God is not hearing them. But we see clearly here from what the Lord has promised us that he'll hearken unto our prayers. In verse 13, you shall seek me and find me. You search for me with all your heart. In verse 12, you shall call upon me. You shall go and pray, and I'll hearken unto you. Expect God to hear your prayer. Your motive has to be finding favor, direction. Number two, when you go to pray, you have to seek him to give you wisdom. Also, expect him to answer your prayer. So prayer is like a bank. As you pray for someone, you're investing in them. There could be a baby, there could be a grown-up. It comes to bear fruit. eventually. So we pray for those who are in authority. We are bringing the godly wisdom into their soul. That way they can follow the wisdom of God in making decisions. Very important. We pray for those that have not received Jesus. God's mercy extends to them, whereby if they could have been destroyed by judgment because of their sin, God extends mercy to give them time to repent so they can reconcile with God. If you're praying, mother, never stop praying for your son or your daughter. If you're praying, daughter, never stop praying for your parents. Or praying, son, never stop praying for your son. If you're praying, son, never stop praying for your parents. Excuse me. In any given situation, when we pray, we understand that we're reaching out to God who hears our prayer. Because God is not deaf. He hears our prayer. So our prayers of faith gain his attention when they are unleashed through the realm of faith, honor, and respect. So you approach God knowing in your heart that God is faithful, God is holy, God is merciful. So as you pray and you reach out to God in faith, you can expect God to release answers to your prayer and cause a manifestation that will unlock the blessing of God over your life. Now, why is it that some people never see their prayers answered? I want to talk about that for a second. The prayers may not be answered for five specific reasons. Number one, the motive behind the prayer has to be examined. Number two, the prayer may not be answered because it's not prayed according to the word of God. Number three, and sometimes prayers may not be answered because somehow the enemy is controlling the narrative of how you approach when you're praying. So we can't pray amiss. So we have to pray according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. It's just like you're playing football or soccer or basketball. They have rules. So you can't touch the ball when you're playing soccer. Only the one man is supposed to catch it with his hands, and that's the goal. You're allowed to use both his hands and his feet. So, same applies to the rules in basketball. You cannot touch, you can't kick the basketball. You can only touch it with your hands. With one hand, not two hands. When you dribble, you can dribble with both hands. You can dribble with one hand, not two. If you go to dunk the basketball, you can dunk with both hands. If you go to pass it, you can pass with both hands, but you can't dribble with two hands. So there are rules. You follow those rules. Each game has its rules. So prayer, you find what you're praying for and how you approach prayer. Follow the guidelines through the scripture and word of God. Number four, sometimes prayer is not answered because there is sin that is resisting or delaying the manifestation, because God can look upon sin. So we have to confess our sin and ask God to forgive us. And we pray, then the Lord will be able to answer us. Number five, sometimes prayers are not answered because of unbelief. So now when God gives an answer to your prayer, but you have to believe to receive it. So when we have unbelief in our heart, we hinder ourselves. So deal with those areas in your time of prayer, and then you're going to see your prayers answered. So be encouraged. Never stop praying, because God answers prayer. Because God is a faithful God. So he answers prayer. So we have to trust him and lean not on our understanding. When we pray, we have to believe that God is a rewarder of those that seek him diligently. So prayer must go forth in the spirit. You pray in the spirit. Very important. You're going to get better breakthrough when you pray in the spirit, because you're not praying with understanding. And I'm going to give you something else that's so powerful about prayer. It's going to help you. Now, if you look at James chapter 3, James chapter 3. James chapter 3 and verse 7. Verse 17, excuse me. But wisdom that's from above is pure than principle, gentle, easily being treated, full of mercy, good fruits, and good fruits without shadow, without hypocrisy. Watch this. Gotten wisdom in prayer is vital, is key to getting your prayers answered. You need the wisdom of God when you pray. Because what it does, the wisdom of God is able to navigate you into the right thinking and the right approach. Even when you're praying for your enemies, you don't pray for your enemies to die because God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies while you pray for them to die. The Lord wants you to apply wisdom in prayer. So that is a very powerful approach in prayer, is when you let the wisdom of God be instrumental in guiding you in a time of prayer, because that's how you're going to eliminate the enemy's strategy of mismanaging your arrangement in prayer. Now, we're going to deal with how we prepare to receive the answers to our prayer. We take our step of faith. We act on what God has said. So if some of you can hear the sound of my voice right now, God is calling you to a place of responsibility. God is calling you to a place of sanction. In the kingdom of God, you have to take leadership role. You have to take the initiative to set an example, to make decisions that are very instrumental for the land, for your children, for your loved ones, for the kingdom of God. The things that you have to do as a child of God, God is calling upon you, is expecting you to take that role and responsibility you have in fulfilling and functioning in God's order. So delay does not mean denial. So the Bible said they overcame him. So who they overcame? The enemy. By what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. So when we look at Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, what we see here is behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke chapter 10, verse 9. In verse 18, it says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. It will take the supernatural hand of God to collapse Satan from above where he is. So the Lord already did it. But now where he has positioned himself in your life, God will supernaturally bring him down. So through prayer, you can see that manifestation take place. Now let's deal with swift deliverance. How does deliverance come swiftly? You expect it. You have to expect it. You have to look out for it. But it's going to come from the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And delay doesn't mean denial. Build an altar. Set an altar. In your home, in your car, in your office. Get an altar, a place where you repeatedly come before the Lord to offer yourself, to make time for the King, to talk to the Lord. Have an altar. If you have a home, find a room that is set apart for that specific duty. If you're in an apartment, then have specific time, because with an apartment, you're limited to space. So what you do is have a specific time and keep the time schedule. Keep the time schedule. That becomes an altar where you meet the Lord. God is going to be there. If you pray at a specific time, keep a schedule and see what the Lord is going to do for you. So be persistent and be consistent in what you do. And don't give up. Don't just do it 4 times and quit, or 12 times. Do it 20 times. And after you do 20 times, it's going to become part of you and continue to do it. Well, so I believe you've been blessed by the word that I've shared. And I desire to see you grow and mature more in the things of the Spirit, because the Lord wants to bless you. And this is the time for you to be blessed, because for a long time the devil has lied to you that God doesn't want to bless you, that you God doesn't answer prayer, you're a sinner, and you will never see results to your prayers. Those are lies from the pit of hell. The moment you confess your sin, God is merciful to forgive you immediately. And when he forgives you, he doesn't remember your sin anymore. Jesus died not in vain. He died that we may live for him. So take that very seriously and value your relationship with the Lord. So if you're tuning in to this broadcast for the first time on this radio show, and you're saying, man of God, I don't know Jesus Christ. How can I receive Jesus and lead you to Christ? I want you to say this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. I repent and renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Today, I am born again. In Jesus' name. Now, if you have received Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Your sins are washed away. Now you can walk in faith and expect that the Lord that you have accepted as your personal Savior will lead you to the right path, to the place of your testimony. In Jesus' name, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Say this loud. Lord, thank you for writing my name in the Book of Life. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Remind yourself that you're born again and you are a covenant believer. Now find a Bible-believing church that is in your area and go up and attend church and grow. Make sure they teach the blood of Jesus, to teach repentance and reconciliation with God. For those of you in the area, you can come visit us. The information about our church is on our website. You can come visit us. We'd love to have you in one of our services. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. I want to thank you for joining me on this broadcast. This is Apostolic Comes to you live on this wonderful station, and we'll do this every Saturday at the same time. Jesus is Lord. Join us for the New Year crossover 2020, from 2019 to 2020, on the 31st of December at the DF Campus in Delray Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. You're all invited. Powerful prophetic night. I'll be releasing a word for 2020, and we're going to be crossing into a new year, a new decade. Expect outstanding blessings and breakthroughs in Jesus' name. For more information, you can call 561-337-9018. 2020 is a unique year. It's a year of decision-making. It's a year of also elections, and very important for you to really come to that service. I'll be able to release more words, not just for America, but other nations too. And we're going to try to stream it live, but make plans to attend. Then also want to encourage you to attend the revival we're going to be doing on the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th of 2020. All of you are invited. You're going to love it. It's going to be powerful. And then also, I want to encourage you to sow a seed today, a seed of purpose, a seed of significance, to shift your life in the right direction. Mail it to our mailing address, which is PO Box 221661, and that is West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Our mailing address is PO Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. You can also donate on our using our Cash App, just the Cash App sign with the word Apostle Sally. You see my picture on, you can use that as a way to donate to our ministry. Or you can donate from our website by going to powerevangelism.net. We have access to donate. May the Lord bless you. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm believing God that the best is yet to come. Next week, we're going to be having another exciting broadcast on this show, on this station. So just stay tuned as you tune into timely word, the timely, amazing scripture, and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. I'm out of time, but before I go on, let me remind you, Jesus is Lord, and is coming back soon. Stay blessed, stay tuned, and keep your heart on Jesus. 5 or 561-337-918. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you for joining me.